Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 21, 1804. Day 131 of the expedition. Camped on the lower point of a mock island. The so-called island they camped on was really a sandbar and very nearly caused a disaster. They moved camp that night to the opposite shore. Captain Clark tells of the event.
At 1:30 this morning, the sandbar on which we camped began to undermine and give way, which alarmed the sergeant of the guard. The motion of the boat awakened me. I get up by the light of the moon, observe the land had given way both above and below our camp and was falling fast. I ordered all hands on as quick as possible and pushed off. We had pushed off but a few minutes before the bank under which the boat and pirogues lay gave way, which would certainly have sunk both pirogues. By the time we made the opposite shore, our camp fell in. We made a good camp for the remainder of the night, and at daylight proceeded on to the gorge of this great bend and breakfast. We sent a man to step off the distance across the gorge. He made it 2,000 yards. The distance around is 30 miles. We camped at the lower end of the mock island. This is connected to the mainland and has the appearance of once being an island detached from the mainland. We saw some tracks and camps of the Sioux. One Frenchman has an abscess on his thigh, and he complains very much. We are making every exertion to relieve him. Captain William Clark, September 21, 1804.
Clark also wrote in his notes that the two hunters, Drewer and Shields, sent out ahead the previous day, left a deer, its skin, and also the skin of a white wolf. Tomorrow, an old fort built by Mr. Loisel.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.